Some in the political press made a big deal over dim turnout in the primary election in a hopeful sense that big turnout means Democrats are gaining ground on Republicans in Texas. I observed that in a presidential cycle with a big race at the top of the dim ballot, no huge races on the Republican ballot, it only makes sense that Dems had a slightly higher turnout. A story in the Dallas Morning News reported this is the first time since 2008 primary that Democrats beat Republicans in turnout, but Republicans say they're not worried about the surge in voters. Even with the Dem presidential race, Dem turnout was higher than the GOP by less than a percentage point, and turnout for both parties can hardly be celebrated, as only about a quarter of registered voters cast a ballot in the primaries combined. Candidates should note that once again more people voted in early voting than on Election Day, with that early vote number being higher among Republicans than Democrats. Tarrant County Democratic Party Director Marco Rosas is right that higher than past Democrat turnouts because the party fielded more local competitive Democrat races than in the past, along with, of course, the major presidential nomination battle. And even with this bigger than normal turnout, Dem primary vote turnout was still less than in 2008. Republican turnout in November, with Trump facing whatever leftists the Dems put up, Cornyn facing a likely well-funded opponent for Senate, and many more competitive state legislative races, will be big. Big enough to remind Democrats of Texas Republican 4-10% majority statewide. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.